I slept out of clouds there. Gotta be kidding me.
All fuck.
Huh?
All fuck. Pardon expression, Mr. Paperclip, but I just set up for sanity.
We're coming up to the squiggles. And I believe we're going to have a scattered deck at about 1,500 feet. Here's the squiggles.
Yeah, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, it's going to be good enough to work.
Sure as hell is. As a matter of fact, it's right down there at 12 o'clock.
Sir, I'll be coming. Whoa, come here, trim button. Be coming back through the left.
Yeah, right off the left wing is where it is.
Right.
The AB.
Yeah, right down there. Beautiful.
You on guard?
Yep.
Fuckers. Yeah, I was wrong on that.
What?
Tell him that's, wait a minute. Yeah, it's about 1,200 meters apart. The difference is insignificant.
Yeah, 12 or 18. Crown 1, Misty 1-1.
Roger, 1-1, this is Crown, how do you read now?
We can loud and clear on uniform, and I think we just will get on with it. They have heard no activity in that area last night, so I think after we get the green into the area, we'll be able to work all right.
Okay, be advised that the Jollies will be at the pre-position at 3-2 past the hour. The SAR forces are all airborne and are en route. We'll give you an update on when Sandy's 1 and 2 will be in the air.
Okay, we're going to throw 101 here and see if there's any ZPU at 50 cal, huh?
Check the position that these fellows are in.
Say again. Okay, we're bright flyer.
Oh, that's all I ever wrote. Where is it at, Valley? I want that fucker to shoot at us again. I won't kill
him. Black costume.
1-1, Crown 1.
Go ahead, Crown 1. Misty 1-1.
Sandy's 1 and 2 estimate on scene at 1-5.
At 1-5, Roger. We'll show them where they are, and we'll be right in the immediate area. We're trolling the road here to see if there's anybody going to shoot at us. We'll fight twice.
I think the Jolly Greens can probably sneak across. But there's a difference in shooting at a 100 going by than there is shooting at a Jolly Green.
Well, at least we know where it is if they're there.
Because the Jolly Green doesn't go by. He just hovers along.
He hovers along and intermittently goes by.
Well, I'm glad the boys are there, although I guess Crown ought to give us authentication.
Crown, Missy.
Go ahead.
Roger, do you have any authentication you want us to ask these troops?
Alpha, what is college roommate's name is, over?
Give them the numbers.
College what?
College roommates. Well, why don't you talk to them?
Copy, Missy.
Okay, Alpha, college roommate's name.
Affirmative, and Bravo, how many brothers?
Say
again?
How many brothers, over?
Okay, we copy that.
Did you get the fire?
Negative.
Okay, I'll make sure.
Okay, I'll go back and tell you where the guy's shooting from. I don't think there's any use having us come up on guard just for that right now.
Okay.
Oh, I guess we ought to authenticate and get it over with.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm going to go back and show you where this guy is, and I'll go by for a burner pass.
Did he,
It's maybe an AK, automatic weapon or something.
You see a tracer?
No tracers. I mean, it's just one of those little pop gun automatics.
Found one, Alley Cat. You have three bison chicks hanging on a tanker. One of them is about 150 miles out from the tanker. Do you want the first three now?
Keep them holding for a while. Misty's trolling the area now. He has negative activity yet.
Roger, we'll have them hold the tanker and get all four up together.
Thank you.
Okay, have you got this valley right down here where the meadow comes out?
Yeah, I got the little meadow.
Okay, he's sitting right over there across the road.
Oh, this little meadow.
Yeah, this little meadow right here. He was right across the road in the trees there. Right in the trees, right there. Okay, let's flip on around here, pop the burner.
Okay.
Get the fellas up. Get him authenticated. You can talk to him when they come up. I'm switching guard.
Okay.
Crown, Missy's on guard for authentication. Okay, we're on guard.
This
guy ought to see that.
It's with
the
ZPU.
Right out of that village.
Okay, there's four right up. Okay, Roman 2 Alpha, Misty, authentication. What is your college roommate's name, go ahead. Your college roommate's name, authentication. College roommate's name.
I gotta get the fuck around there.
Roger, sir again three times. Sir again three times.
Ken Billy, I believe.
Roger, Roman Bravo, Roman Bravo. How many brothers do you have? How many brothers do you have?
Roman Bravo, I have three brothers.
Ah, Roger, babe, stand by. Go down on your radio, go down on your radio, and come up when we pop the burner. I say again, go down, come up when we pop the burner.
Okay?
Okay. Good.
You got that? That name was tough to make out.
Small arm. That came out of that ridge line, you know?
It yeah.
Wasn't really out of the building.
91, you're in 92. Ground, this is Missy. 1-1, we're ready to give you authentication.
Roger, go ahead, Crown.
You got him.
Okay, Crown, College Alpha. Alpha's authentication. Ken Billy. Ken Billy. Bravo's authentication is, three. Three, go ahead.
This is Ken Billy.
There he is.
And Bravo's was three.
That's primitive. Alpha is hard to understand. Hard to understand, but it sounds like Ken Dooley, Ken Billy, something like that.
Ken?
That's him. Little fuckers.
Ground one, now again.
Man, out again, ground one.
Crown, Missy on uniform.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, we've been trolling. The only thing we picked up is small arms fire. Just small arms, single shot, small arms fire. Okay, and that's from the road, from Route 101, which is well south of the target. And it should not interfere at all with the rescue, except for transiting the road, that's all.
Roger, we're relay to Sandy.
That's alright. Look at that fucking place light up.
Hold on, Missy 1-1, Sandy 1, guys.
Sandy 1, Missy on guard. Sandy 1, you read Missy? Sandy 1, Missy on uniform guard.
Missy 1-1, Sandy 1 on guard.
Sandy 1, this is Missy 1-1 on guard. Go ahead.
Hold on, just give me a short hold on.
Okay, this is hold down. Missy out.
Sandy, Missy 1-1, I'll give you a little briefing here. Sandy 1, Missy 1-1. Hello, Sandy, this is Missy. Missy, this is Sandy, go. Okay, can we go to 364, too? Okay. Okay.
Sandy 1, Sandy 2 on uniform.
I'm clear.
Roger, Brown, Sandy 2, you're within radio range of the activity.
Affirmative.
Roger, I'll not be relaying any info unless you have the point in.
Roger, are you receiving, Missy?
That's okay, Sandy, this is Missy 1-1. Hello, Crown, Missy 1-1, Star Primary Uniform.
Yeah, Sandy 1 Uniform, you read?
Everything you're...
Okay, a message for Crown from Missy. The weather is good in the area now, but it's a possibility that it could get worse. It looks like the clouds are moving to the east, and we probably will have to get on with this. Could you give me an ETA for the Jolly Green? Okay, Sandy, Missy 1-1, you're in.
Crown, this is Sandy 2. The Jollies are just behind us, probably 10 minutes later getting there.
Oh, Sandy 1, Missy.
Missy, Sandy 1, go ahead.
Okay, a little target briefing here. Are you familiar with the area? Have you looked at it on the map, and you have a pretty good idea approximately where the downpilots are?
Say again, you'll be in block here, Missy. Say it one more time, please.
Okay, one more time. Are you familiar with the area? Have you studied it on the map? Do you have a rough idea of approximately where the survivors are?
Roger.
Okay, real fine. If you'll note there that the road... A main highway, Route 101, runs approximately east and west. They are just over a very high karst range to the north of us.
Okay, also, it's been dark down here. We've been trolling through the area at low altitude with our lights on. Last night, we received ZPU fire along the highway across the cars to the south and west from a village. This morning, we received only small arms fire. Only small arms fire. It's been single shot, no automatic weapons, but it's, they're very numerous, and it's all around Highway 1 as far as probably about at least 2 miles to the east and maybe approximately half a mile to the west along 101. And we have an approximate penetration point that we suggest to cross 101. Once we are north of 101, I don't think it should be any sweat at all for the Charlie.
What do you think?
The Twinkle?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's too far. What about this place right down here to the left?
50-1.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
Roger, those authentications are good, are good. Okay, I thought they were. I recognize the voice from last night.
Roger.
Sandy 1, Missy 11 out, how far out are you from my position?
Sandy 1, this is Missy
11 uniform.
Missy
11, 21, go ahead. Roger, can you give us an estimate of how far out you are?
About a minute or two from the area.
I'm looking at it now. Okay, I've got you in sight. Stand by, we'll try to join up there.
I believe
1 o'clock half. I think I've got you. Yeah, okay, I've got you. And you can stand off to the left there, and we'll, after we point out where the people are, we will also,
show you where the ground fire is coming from on the road. Got it. And I'll be looking around here to join up with you. Okay, Sandy, you ought to be coming up on Route 101 there. Got it, sir. Okay, we're going to be, you're going to cross the road just a little bit east of where they were, about maybe 3/4 of a mile. Okay, also I suggest that from the survivor's position, west of there is a fairly hot area that it could be possibly have 37. But if we stay a couple miles, a mile east, I think our only problem will be small arms, and it shouldn't be any problem getting across the highway. And just off to our left wing here is probably, I'd suggest the penetration right across 101, and then we can turn towards the west and stay low behind the cars and out of sight of 101, and I'm sure they'd be all right. I'd rather. Okay, which side of the cars do we follow by? On the inside? Okay, now the major axis of 101 runs east and west. We'll park in that direction. And as you go to the west here, you'll see a rugged karst, and there to the north of it, in a valley, there's a green valley there. Okay, also, there's an airplane crash site. It's on a little knoll, and the knoll, it's on, obviously, the west side of the knoll, and it's a dark, kind of red, almost round area. And there's three meadows to the south of the crash site, and then it goes into a heavy karst and then drops down into the valley where the village is and the main road is.
That's it.
Okay, it should be under your left wing now, approximately.
Okay, this little valley is the one they're talking about.
Okay, down about 12 o'clock, you'll see a large valley with large green meadows that run a couple of miles to the east, and it's about halfway between that and the main road.
And do you have Missy in sight still?
I do.
Okay, we're circling down here. We're going to kind of fly right over the area. And we'll see if us in sight. There's a little bit of a cloud over there right now. Okay, have you still got me in sight? Okay, I'm firing right down, and I'm going to fly right over where the aircraft's standing, and you'll see the burned-out spot. Okay, we're over it right now, Sandy.
Okay, Roger.
And you see the little green metal there? Okay, now I'm going to pull up if you can keep the village in sight here. There you go, they're shooting again. Roger, Roman 02 Alpha, this is Missy. Stand by, we're just pinpointing your area. We will pop burner, we'll watch you up on the radio.
Roman 02 Alpha.
will be working in your area, but when you hear the thunder, come up.
The Sandys.
Okay, Sandys, going to shift guard. Sandy, this is Missy. Let's shift guard.
Okay, we might see that guy. See that guy shoot.
Okay, Sandy, one, have you got the area inside and the current side of the aircraft?
I don't see the aircraft. I have the flagship area, I think I have the valley you're talking about.
Okay, you can rip on down there if you want, and we'll, after you find the crash site, we'll talk about, we'll go off guard and talk about where the people are from the aircraft impact. You copy, Sandy 1?
Yeah,
okay, do you still have me inside?
I lost you there.
Yeah, probably will. Okay, I'm going to pull it out around here to the left and fly right over it again.
Okay. I shot a left off, Robbie, headed east.
Okay. And there's small lines out of that village directly south of it.
Okay.
Okay, Sandy, I'll get you inside door. Missy's coming in now. I'll be coming around over it.
Got it.
Well, probably one of the best, you see that little green meadow?
Yeah.
Okay, the crash site is just turned up on the hill from the little green meadow here. Okay, I'm coming up on it right now. Okay, I'm over it right now. And I'm going to have to get off the right here.
Look at that, guys.
Water still shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, we got the crash site there now, Sandy. Let's switch to five primary.
Okay, we're going up to play field.
Anyway, this is 1-1-1. Okay, we're going up to play a little gas. If you've got the area in sight there, we'll talk you into the pilots now.
Okay, that's real good. Sandy 2, hold up a little bit higher. Get up where you're up, and let me do another round down here.
That's the Sandy 2.
Good job, don't go down, sorry.
Okay, Missy, find me from that valley that you're talking about down towards.
Okay, let's make all references east, west, north, and south from the crash scene. Are you sure you have the crash scene?
I didn't see the crash, no.
Okay, we're going to have to find the crash scene first. I think that'll be our positive anchor point to tell you where the pilots are. If I get you inside here, maybe I can vector you on towards it. Yeah, it's a little better, easier to see if you go west of the crash site a little bit. But if you have, well, it's two or three little meadows there. Okay, turn right. Turn real right. Okay, should be right off your right wing right now. See the big bird out there?
Passing over now.
Oh. Okay, do you have the crash site?
I have the bird out area there. That's the crash site.
That is the crash site. Okay. Alpha should be right off your right wing right now, right up against the cars there in that general area, right underneath your right wing.
Okay.
Okay, now that is Alpha's position.
Yep.
Okay, now let's go from Alpha directly towards the cross site. And then let's go about approximately 200 meters up in the, just about to the top of that little knoll there, and that is where Bravo is.
Okay.
Okay, now that's as close as I can get it to you. We had Bravo fire a tracer round out of there last night to fix his exact position. And I'd say if you go from the crash site on a bearing of it within 10 degrees of north and go maybe, let's say between 200 and 300 meters, two-thirds up the top of the knoll there, not on top, but just damn near on top, and that's where Bravo is. Now, Alpha, he's in that coast area, and he said his chute was visible, and he went northeast up a hill from his chute.
Okay.
Okay, you got that pretty well narrowed down now. What do you think?
Yeah, it's real tough. I don't know if the choppers can get in there on the side of that car or not, but
I think he's down.
It's just pointing a little better for him.
Okay, now that'll be up to you. You can come by and talk to Alpha and find out exactly where he is with reference to the cars and the Jolly Green. And when you want him to come up, we'll go by and pop there because we told him to go down. And what we're going to do now is we're going to start calling for people. And any small arms fire we can pick up that's west on those approaches from the west.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll be west of it, so you might have heads up for us.
That's clear.
And as soon as you want to talk to him, Let us know and we'll pop a burner and they'll pull up.
Okay, I need to talk to him now.
Okay, we'll pop the burner, stand by.
Okay, I got the site there, Sandy, and I'll be cutting in behind some two men to make a pass. And I'll miss the ship in the yard with you. Roger, this is Misty. You'll be talking to Sandy 1. Calling Sandy 1.
Uh-huh.
Roman 2 Alpha, Sandy 1. Roman 2 Alpha, this is Sandy 2. Evidently, we're locked down a little low for you. Press this in again now. Are you off the side of that hill there, or are you pretty well down toward the bottom?
I'm headed well to the top. There's a large opening in the canopy directly above me. It's a fire spinning on the floor underneath the
running flame. Okay, stand by on the flares. Do you have any close flares? Okay, I think I'm shielded by that.
Close to the opening that's above me in the canopy. I have a large hole in the canopy directly above me. It's a fire spinning on the floor from marking any tiny way.
Negative. Okay, 01 Alpha, do not fire your thin gun flare at this time. Do not fire.
Roger.
And send AE, because he's got an opening. He can fire a flare whenever you want him to, and I told him to hold a hole on the flare. Okay, he can go ahead with it now. Go ahead with your flare, Alpha. Okay, Roman 2 Bravo, are you up? Roman 2 Bravo, Sandy 1.
Bravo, Roger.
Okay, what's your present position in relation to that last flare?
Bravo is on top of the ridge.
Bravo, go ahead.
Bravo is on top of a ridge northeast of the crash site.
Now, Sandy, he's northeast of the crash site.
Okay. Okay, so tighten it up a little bit, Sandy. To the right, you should be passing. When you pass the grass site, it'll be off your right wing.
Okay. Who's right up on top of the floor?
Right in there.
Okay.
Roger, roger.
Roman,
you're off of
the Sandy, past 20,
we can three on guard, we're about 10 out. You can put down a 10 to 43 anytime you're ready.
Roger, we're going to put one down. It'll be to the east of the survivors. That'll be on the top of the lower hill. Sandy, how far out are you, Jolly Green? Okay, there goes across the 101 there over in several miles. Okay, let us know when they're coming through and we'll check that area 101 again.
We're parked on top of the clouds right now. We're about maybe 14 out, over.
Roger, roger. Jolly, this is Misty. We'd like to get joined up with you and we've our deck space available. And we'd like to monitor your crossing of 101.
I'm heading from the Sandy 3, Misty.
Sandy 3, are you with the Johnny Greens?
That's affirmative. If you come up for Sharp Primary, we give you a hold down.
Okay, we don't have that capability. We're switching to Sharp Primary. Sandy 3, Misty 1-1.
Roger, Misty, if you give me a hold down, I'll give you a bearing gun.
Okay, Misty, pulling down.
Roger, 265.
265, right? Okay, are you over the heavy
flats? That's affirmative.
Oh, okay, we'll be curling over that way to see if we can take you up. And as I said, we've, only thing we've got is small line star off of 101, and we've been down there trying to get in the chute.
Roger.
Well, I think that's the only thing you're going to have to contend with. Once you get across 101 in the target area, we've got negative ground fire. Both survivors reported negative activity last night.
Roger.
And Sandy 1 has them pinpointed.
Roger.
Okay, I'll see you up there now. Okay, you're up a little too far to the north. I suggest you proceed to the south. A little bit more, you're getting too far up on 101.
Okay, Johnny, what night you got that?
From south and east.
Okay, let's turn it down.
Hey, Sandy 3, Sandy 1. Okay, now if you turn back to the east, Sandy, then we can proceed on down there and cross 101. Sandy 3, Sandy 1.
Roger, Sandy 3, the uniform red.
Okay, it's touched down and it's on a ridge across a large valley east of the survivors.
Okay, fine. Found one out again.
Okay, Sandy 3, this is going to be coming down, joining up with you.
Roger. Sandy 4 is Kelly Hall, southeast, about 3 miles, climb.
Now we got both of
them. Can you take that? This is ground.
It's ready.
Do you need Misty 2-1? He's already checked in.
Okay, Sandy, you're going to come around to the left end and set course to the east.
Stand by.
It's a front, but they give us a bearing to the current area from here, we can take it.
Okay, stand by. We're going to let down here, and I think if we just lead you right on ahead, it'll probably be better.
Okay, fine. 51 wants ground one.
Go ahead. 121 to come into the area.
121 in the area.
Affirmative, you know, for us.
Valley Cat, 21 may come into the area this time.
Okay, 1030 left, Sandy 3.
Okay, Sandy 3, yeah. Charlie 19, let's turn to 120.
Okay, Sandy, you got the Misty in sight. Okay, right wing. Sandy 1, Sandy 2, area across Sandy 1, pressure altitude. Okay, Sandy, you have me in sight?
Affirmative.
We're going to hold this heading right here. Sandy 2. Misty 2-1. 2-1, just come to 25 and stand by.
Okay, Charlie 19, looks like we're going 100.
Okay, Sandy, so just follow Misty here. Just keep us in sight, we're gonna put this heading.
Sure.
Sandy 1, it's Sandy 2, how do you read on uniform card? Okay. Now the card, Drew. Misty 5, you read Sandy 2 on card. Watch ahead. We reach it now. We were off guard. We're bringing Sandy 3 into your area. Roger.
3-7, you have a target right there now, please.
Charlie 1-9, Sandy 1 in front.
Charlie 3, you want to stop us?
Roman 0-2-5, go ahead. This is Missy. Negative, I don't think Sandy does. Stand by. Negative, don't worry. Okay, Kelly Green, you're crossing 101 there. Do you have a smoke in sight on the side of the alpha? Kelly Green, the pressure altitude is 1500.
Okay, 109, the smoke is at your 11 o'clock.
109, center one. Sandy, I think if you turn north now, you're clear of 101, we're right under you. Turn to your left, get down into the low part of that valley. The wind's coming over those hills pretty good. Go watch yourself. Call the lens where you can see the way the smoke is blowing. Okay, John, follow the galley.
We're on approaching west of the coast.
Oh, is he up at the top of that, that hill there?
Roger, roger.
Oh, roger.
I'm where the smoke is, where I am.
Yeah, I understand. You see right on the peak?
That's a good, they're just down from the peak just a little bit. You'll see a crash site there, and they're on either side of it. Roman 2 Alpha, Roman 2 Alpha, Sandy 1. Go ahead and pop your smoke if you have it. Pop your smoke.
Okay, I have your smoke. We'll be coming in very shortly.
Crown, Misty 1-1, you got those fighters up here yet?
Hey, Okay, rolling 2, we're on our final approach, just tell me what time.
Okay, how many
families
we got down
there anyway? How about 3 or 4?
Get up a little out of it.
3 is on top. 4.
Run your
right ramp. Alabama 702, Charlie, got you going 9, can you see us?
Left or right,
Mac, with the post. Okay, 1-9 is just 3. He's sending your car to west of
his
position, Art.
Roger. Sandy, this is Misty. I think you're talking to one man on the ground and you're hovering close to the other one.
That's wrong.
What?
That's fucking wrong. I know goddamn well there's no pilots right there.
Backwards, right on that,
Charlie. And if you could relay. Charlie 19, we seem to be in the null area on
Bravo, Sandy 1. Advise the
chopper,
forward, backwards, right or left right now.
What are you doing?
Okay, you said starboard, just a tap. Bravo, have a look now.